So where do we end? We end with Iran getting, if this MOU is even partially correct, if this is where they end up 6 months from now, $500 billion to rebuild their terror proxies across the region and across the globe. You have the United States president attacking the Israeli prime minister and talking about what a horrible, how difficult he is to deal with. And most devastating for the Israeli people, if they're interested in their safety and security over the next 50 years, the fact that popular support for Israel has plummeted to all-time lows since 1948. You have Democrats as well as Republicans abandoning Israel, in large part because of what Netanyahu has done since October 7th, and also because Netanyahu was the one who insisted on funding Hamas before October 7th. But I can't imagine the Israelis feeling secure this morning based on everything they're hearing out of Washington, D.C., and understanding just how hostile the American president and a lot of Americans are towards Israel because of the events of the last 3 years.